Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have 8 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Deputy Speaker, today we are discussing the Chief of Defence Staff repeal bill, which we all agree now that several years have passed after the war has been concluded in the country. Such a position is superfluous and may be considered unnecessary, and therefore that could be done away with for reasons of saving money. However, when we look at today's papers, we can see that we are in a very unenviable position. Our position in the Indian Ocean at a very strategic location is always both an advantage and also a disadvantage when it comes to diplomacy with competing powers. Now we see the Indian Minister of Defence has arrived here to sign some defence agreements. And we also saw the US emissaries were to come here and hold talks about maritime cooperation. Similarly, we have other competing powers like China in the vicinity, who are also having strategic interest in our seas. Now, I would like to deal with the subject now, briefly, if I am to say in Sinhala, Pe Janadhipathyuman, Beruvaladi Katakaradi, Potavaradagatta Tikak, Me Visitaka Sangshodhane Pilibandava, Teenduye Yam Purva Danumak, Teenavagi Katavatamai, Apita Danune, Namut, Eganaman Katakarandane, Samaravita Janadhipathyumata, Potavaradanatamai, Parliamentary Sabagar Bir Katakaradi, අපි රට විග්‍රහ කරද්දි හුණ්ඩුවක් කියලා කිව්වා ඒකත් විශාල ආන්දෝලනයක ලක් වුණා. ඒව නෙවෙයි මං කියන්න යන්නේ. සමහර විට රටේ නායකයා කතා කරනකොට හැමෝගෙම ප්‍රශංසාවට ලක් කරන විදිහට කතා කරන අවස්ථාවල් තියෙනවා. ඒකත් අපි පිළිගන්න ඕනේ. විශේෂයෙන්ම අපේ අර ඉරානයේ නෞකාවට අර තෝපීඩෝ පහරක් එල්ල කරද්දි එතුමා කියපු කතාවේ මේ ඉංග්‍රීසි කොටස මං කියවන්නම්. Asked whether Sri Lanka's humanitarian assistance to Iranian crew will likely aggravate the United States, the President said, this is in no way extending support to war. This is concerning lives. As a country, it's our duty to protect them. That is our approach, he said, adding that any country which needs assistance in such a situation will receive Sri Lanka's support. What they must question is if we are not acting according to international conventions. So it received plaudits by everybody. President reiterated that Sri Lanka will remain an independent and neutral country. We are not partisan to any country, nor are we subject to any country. We are a sovereign nation. We are all proud of what he says. Adding that the government's responsibility is to the state, its people, and the seas, and that the country and its citizens will remain the government's priority. This is what the President said at that time. But in the meantime, Mr. Deputy Speaker, now subsequent to this incident, where the Iranian naval frigate was sunk by the torpedo by the US forces. Thereafter, Sri Lanka, now I am reading from an Associated Press report dated 6th March, which says Sri Lanka takes custody of an Iranian vessel off its coast after US sank an Iranian warship. Now, it says 204 sailors of the Iris Boucher were brought to Velisara Naval Base near the capital Colombo. About 15 others have been left aboard the ship with Sri Lankan naval personnel for assistance because they had reported a fault with the ship. The Iranian sailors are interpreting operational instructions, manuals and logs for their Sri Lankan counterparts. The said ship will be taken to the port of Trincomalee in eastern Sri Lanka and remain in Sri Lankan custody until further notice. And in this regard, what the President said, I would like to quote. He says, the Sri Lankan President Annukumara Dissanayake said late Thursday that the authorities decided to take control of Iris Boucher after discussions with the Iranian officials and the ship's captain, after one of its engines failed. We have to understand that this is not an ordinary situation. It is a request by a ship belonging to one party to enter our port. We have to consider that according to the international treaties and conventions. Then he also tweeted in his ex handle, he says this, no civilian should die in wars. Our approach is that every single life is as precious as our own. Then Mr. Dissanayake said Sri Lanka was guided by neutrality while seeking to uphold humanitarian principles. We have followed a very clear stance. We will not be biased to any state, nor we will be submissive to any state. We welcome this. It's a very good position. But now, the Iranian embassy had been making a request to our defense ministry. In this particular vessel, three sailors who have been there for more than six months, they are fatigued. They are now mentally also weak. They have been at a stretch on the vessel. Now, the Iranian government has made a diplomatic request to replace these three people with three new sailors and send them home. The Indian government in a similar ship, Iranian ship, has replaced 31 sailors and have allowed, because the families are very anxious.
Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have 2 minutes left.
Yes. Now this request, Mr. Deputy Speaker, our defense ministry has given permission. They have said we have no objection, this can be replaced. But unfortunately, our foreign ministry is keeping silent. They are not acting on this. They are not giving the permission. These poor sailors are so fatigued, and they are also, mentally impacted. Their families are anxious, particularly after the Indian government has sent the sailors from the vessel docked in India back to Iran. Now, we are not allowing these three people to go back. Therefore, I appeal through the Honorable Leader of the House to tell the Foreign Ministry to kindly give permission to send these sailors back home so that they can join their families, and three new sailors to come back. And see, of course, in this situation, with the blockade of the Hormuz Straits, this vessel can't go back to Iran either. So they had to be docked for further time, perhaps. But when the hostilities subside, they can, of course, be sent back. But that has also not happened when there was a lull in the hostilities, when there were peace talks that could have been sent back. That also didn't happen. But at least in this situation, this simple request of replacing three sailors, I hope the government will positively look at it and without any further delay will permit
the replacement. Honorable Rauf Hakim, your time is up. Thank you.